Roy, the Crows played arguably their best game for the year, and our next guest also had one of his best games. His name is Ricky Henderson. He joins us now. Ricky, how are you?
Very good, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
No problems at all. I bet you enjoyed your weekend, mate.
Yeah, it was good, actually. Friday night footy and to get the win. So the boys had a couple of days off. Few boys went down, watched a sample, and, yeah, it was a good weekend.
A few boys got married, or one bloke got married in particular. Let's talk about the game. It looked like you played a slightly different role. You looked like you played further up the ground.
Yeah, it went up on the wing. So Campo and I had a chat during the week and just thought it might change up a little bit this week. So I enjoyed the role. So hopefully I can keep doing that a little bit more throughout the year.
So you'd rather that, you're getting the ball inside 50 with that elite leg of yours, or you got jacked of playing that loose across half-back? Ricky, what would you prefer?
To be honest, I enjoyed the wing on the weekend, but wherever the team needs me, look, I'll be happy. So just on the weekend, yeah, we thought matchups would be okay down back, so it allowed me to go up in the wing a little bit more and yeah, have a bit of a run outside, so... I really enjoyed it, so we'll see what comes this week and we'll go from there.
They weren't setting you for Delidio, were they? And then when he dropped out, we thought, well, hang on, let's get you up on the wing. That wasn't a change of plan, was it? Or was it always planned for Monday that you'd do that role?
No, I wasn't going him, but I was thanking me lucky stars when I saw he was out. So, yeah. We talked about it earlier in the week and, it paid off in the end, so it was good.
I think the defensive game all night from the whole side was outstanding. That team defence is as well as it's worked. It looked to me like you know that Richmond are a short possession type team, but you just force them to kick long and bail out, and that's exactly the plan, and you executed it perfectly.
Yeah, well, over the last few weeks, you know, their marks and uncontested marks have been through the roof, so that have been something that we wanted to stop them doing, and I think that our systems that we put in place really work. So it held us in good stead for the game, and we probably forced them to do something they didn't really want to do.
I thought it was as good as your round one flogging of North, where everyone just played their role. You're tackling, you're chasing, you're pressure. That team defence for the whole four quarters, Hendo was there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I suppose the week before, we didn't really have that at all. So we reviewed the game pretty harshly from the Sydney game. So... And that's one of the big focuses that we went into the game with against Richmond was just that team defence. And I think that we did that and everyone played their role, which is the most important thing.
The other thing I liked, and again, not that I haven't seen it since round one, but not like round one, was the team care. Everyone getting excited for each other, you know, picking each other up off the ground. You know, D-Mac has had a tough month. He came on, he kicked that goal. I reckon every player went and ruffled his hair. I love seeing that team care, Hendo.
Yeah, that was one of the things that we talked about today in our review, was just people getting excited for one another and that team care like you talk about. So, you know, Butch probably hasn't had the best month or so, so just for him to play a new role as well, and he came on and did play his role, so he kicked his goal and, you know, everyone got around him as they should.
I think one of the most impressive things for me was after a terrible game against Sydney, the club spoke about a response and then were able to give the response, but it really came from the leaders in first and foremost. If you look at Walker, who, big job on Rance in terms of probably the All-Australian fullback at this stage and just was dynamite. Jacobs responded well. Thompson, Sloan, you know, you can pretty much go through all those senior guys and to a man, they put their hand up.
Yeah, they definitely did. Like we said before, you know, we reviewed that game really harshly. And the leaders probably held themselves a little bit accountable for the game last week against Sydney. So to see all them boys stand up and play really good games is good for the football club, but it's also good for the group just to see that you know, the leaders are going to show the way. So it was good from our point of view. But, you know, like you said, Tex played really well, but he probably should have kicked a couple more goals and finished the game off a little bit earlier.
Who the hell's the kicking coach down there, Ricky? I mean, Bix is going, ever since I've left there, kicking's gone down the gurgler. Hendo, come on.
Well, yeah, like I said, I was hoping Bix would come back and teach us how to actually put him through the big sticks, because I know that's all he did throughout his career.
Oh, yes, I was such a great kicker goal. Let's get serious for a second. We talked the leaders at one end. What about in terms of the young players? You had one of your youngest sides in seven players with 30 games or less, including three players under 10 games. So Friday night footy, we know it's a big stage. Those young fellas really stood up really well.
Yeah, it's actually a really good sign going forward for the club, and it probably makes our supporters a little bit more excited to see blokes like that coming through. You know, Lever's had an unbelievable year for his first year, but he asked us during the week what Friday night football is like, so we just said it's not too much different. So to see him have a really good game was really good, and Rat Atkins as well. He played really well, so in his first game. So hopefully he can string a few more like that together and, hold him in good step for the rest of the year.
Rightly so, the players get all the credit because they've got to execute it, Ricky. But under, as we know, drastic circumstances, that coaching group of yours, led by Campo, from the outside, has just been nothing short of sensational. Have you sensed that as well, Hendo?
Yeah, like you said, you know, it's not how he wants to probably come into senior coaching. Yeah. It has been tragic, but the way that all of our coaches have responded, yep. You know, from our development coaches all the way through to Campo, has been unbelievable. So, he's been really good for us, and the messaging that he's been giving us is pretty much what Walshy had started. So, you know, we're keeping on the same track as what Walshy would have liked, but, yeah, Campo's been unbelievable this year.
Should he put his hand up?
I'm not too sure. You probably have to ask him that, so... I know he's got a few other things going on in his life, so, we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah, now, you would have done your game review and you've looked at it, and I'm certain at the end of it the message would have been, as good as that win was, if you then go away and trip over against a lower-ranked team like Essendon, it means nothing. Messaging along those lines?
Yeah, similar to that. You know, there's no use being up one week and then down the next, so... No, we did respond really well from the Sydney game to Friday night, so we got to keep doing that and backing it up, and you know, just put in another four quarter performance like we did on the weekend, and then I'm sure the result will take care of itself.
Eddie loves surprises. I say he's like a little mouse coming out of a sugar bag. He is just unreal. His little mate, little C Cameron's not bad either, and he got married on the weekend. There's another surprise, Ricky.
Yeah, he did actually. So yeah, a few boys are invited, and a few family and friends are over from Melbourne, a few other places. So it was actually now wife's 30th birthday party, surprise wedding. So
it was
really good to see. They've been engaged for a long time. So it was really good to see. It was an exciting time and an exciting night for everyone involved.
And the other really good news, if you're an Adelaide fan, I guess, is the form of the reserve sides. They've stacked another win on the board, and really heartening if you look at the best players. Andy Otten, best on ground. So great to see him not only back playing footy, but starting to get back into some really good form.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, it's actually an exciting time around the club. You know, the AFL team's starting to string a few wins together, and the sample is as well. So I think they've won the last four. So they're making a really good push of finals as well. So... A few other results have to go our way, but they're hoping to make the finals footy, and to see Otto playing some good footy down back is really good as well.
And your little mate went back, Matty Wright, and played very strongly as well, I believe.
Yeah, he played really well, which is good. So it's a good way to respond from getting dropped the week earlier. A few blokes might go back and just maybe play down at the sample level, but he didn't do that. He stood up and had a really good game.
Hey, there's five away jumpers on the Adelaide Footy Club website. One of them's yellow, four of them are white ones. Did you vote for your favourite, Hendo? You get involved with all of that?
I haven't voted. What are your boys' thoughts on?
Come on, I went for the yellow one.
I like D, which is a white one with three tricolour bands around it. Hendo, actually, you're all over that, mate. I know you take a particular interest in all things around the club.
Yes, correct.
Was that a joke?
Yeah,
tongue-in-cheek?
Well, no, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, because Ricky's very much focused on footy. He doesn't care for too much of the periphery stuff, but...
doesn't he?
Spot on, Vic. Spot on.
Hendo, get on the website and vote for it, mate. I think if there was to be a jumper, I like the SNFL jumper, and use that as the away strip. You got an opinion on that, Hendo? I like that one.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. The sample strip is actually not a bad strip, so... if I had my vote, I'd probably go with that also.
Well, listen, mate, you keep that form up. We love you further up the ground on that wing. Some elite leg inside 50. They need some run on the outside. You've done all of that on the weekend, Hendo. Well done. Keep the form up, and we'll speak to you.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
There we go. Ricky Henderson had a fantastic game on the weekend, as the Crows did, and they now set their sights on Essendon at Etihad Stadium this weekend. Big game on Saturday. If they can do that and continue to keep that form up, they go a long way to locking away a spot in the eight. Rick Henderson, our guest.